Hello everyone, this is Monsef Asker, and thank you so much for being here with us on Your Divine Uniqueness. I'm really happy that you are joining us here, because it's really exciting that we are having Karina Shaha back on the show. I really love the message, her message, and the powerful energy that she brings when she joins us, and her presence. It's really something that we can feel through the words that she shares, through the energy that she transmits, and also that is behind the words and the activations that she shares with us. And the last call, it was really, really amazing, with really profound insights and really next level information for us to leap forward in our ascension journey and connecting to our divine truth. And she's here with us today again, and very happy that she joined us. And we will be talking about the divine circuitry, and also how we can increase the flow of mana. And she explains this as the spiritual substance of all ascended life force. We will be talking about that. She will do a transmission to help us amplify our divine circuitry. And also we will take live calls and questions from the webcast later during the Q&A. And Karina is a wisdom teacher, award-winning multimedia artist, author, sacred choral singer, musician, and master of ascended consciousness principles. And so as I said, we're excited to have her back with us. So Karina, welcome to the show. Thank you so much for being here with us today.
Well, thank you for inviting me, Monsef, and for coming back on your show. I had such a beautiful experience the last time we were together. I so thoroughly enjoyed being able to share as well as take calls. Really, I just never know what's going to unfold live in the moment. And I believe that when we are really tuned in our heart, we're really connected into that divine circuitry that naturally flows through our eternal presence. Everything is delivered to us exactly at the right time, at the right moment, when we center ourselves in that full presence. So hopefully I'll be able to share that with your callers today, and people will be able to really feel that within themselves.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Thank you so much, Karina. I really love the topic today, and very excited about what you will be sharing with us today. So as I said, we are talking about the divine circuitry and what you call the inner net. And I would love if in the beginning you can give us maybe a perspective or maybe definition of it. And then we can maybe move forward in our discussion about that.
Okay. So this is both divine information, but it's also scientific. And what's really amazing about what is happening on the planet right now, that over time, as we have developed in our skill sets and as a collective, we've also been able to design instruments scientifically that can measure the divine presence more clearly. So there's an institute called the HeartMath Institute, and they work with developing what's called heart coherence. And now there's a whole field of actually a scientific proof about the heart frequencies, intuition, and the study of the neurobiology of the heart and its capacity to actually be a total neuro center, not unlike the brain, but in its physical capacities, which is really fascinating to me when I came across what's called heart breathing or heart coherence. I had already been doing that in my own being, and knowing that when we go into higher states of consciousness, we actually have those higher feelings. And those higher feelings actually produce a certain heart variability rhythm that we call 10 seconds per cycle, which actually creates a perfect in-syncing vibration between the brain and the heart. That's the physiology of it, which is really fascinating to me. And scientists now have a whole system of studying the neural networks of the heart that is actually more refined than the brain in its capacity to actually manage feelings of stress, overwhelm, or these kinds of things that occur in our day-to-day lives. And that they've discovered that when the heart is actually receiving information prior to when we actually have it happen, in studies anywhere from a few hours to 5 to 7 seconds prior to something arising, we're receiving it, and then it's informing the whole system of the body to prepare it, and also with the brain. So that, to me, I found really, really curious. Mm-hmm. So in understanding just the mechanics of the physical form designed to receive information prior to what we could actually perceive in our kind of conscious awareness, that something underneath the surface of our perception is actually trying to deliver to us information ahead of time, what we call intuition, on what is called an internet. You know, we have an internet, which we're using right now in this dialogue. We have an internet that's actually connected to what I call the eternal functioning of a higher consciousness field or a supreme intelligence that's attempting to always inform us and bring to us what we are actually vibrating within our being. So if we can learn how to work with that circuitry within our own physicality, our own divine awareness, we can actually receive in a higher awareness first, and then move us into a continual, natural, higher flow of awareness. Now, you know, there's a lot of information I could just give to you scientifically, but I'm just trying to give it to you in a nutshell for people to understand that this is what is really amazing about these instruments that are more refined and more refined, that are actually being able to pick up the subtle forces that are at work all the time, that the ancients, that the mystics, the poets, the artists have been talking about, that now have reached the scientific realm. And so when we bring spirit and science together, and when we bring the intellect, that the desire to know and like figure things out, mm-hmm. and the intuition that is the higher knowing together, we create the most amazing vehicle. I like to call it a vehicle that we are the operator of, or the instrument that we are there to tune. Does that give you some perspective on what we're talking about?
Yes, it does, absolutely. And I love what you said now. It's about like, it's not about like just following the heart and like forgetting about our mind and the how it analyzes things, but it's a co-creation. Each one we can use it in its, how we can say, its own field, and let's not let the mind like take over of everything.
It's kind of like working them together in harmony. It's a harmonization process. It's a syncing together. And what I mean by syncing, it's like, you know, when you have in a computer, you have the hardware. Well, that's great. But unless you have software to run it, it's just going to sit there. You can turn it on, but you have absolutely no way to move the components to get information to go through. So I like to call the heart the software, and the brain the hardware. Now, some may disagree, but in deep research, even with someone like Dan Winter, who is talking about how to breathe in a certain pattern, in a certain way, in which you're creating what he calls this divine sinking in, which is a certain shape or sacred geometry shape that we see in the heart rhythm. And so what I try to do is describe it as a perfect figure eight, which is like a cross-section of a torus. And we're not talking about the astrological sign. We're talking about a specific shape or a dynamic of energy that helps us to flow, to sink in, and to also create a perfect spin in the DNA, in the cellular structure, and in the electromagnetic field that is actually running the whole physical body and the structure of it. So imagine software, hardware working together in harmony in a divine way. And so that's what I'm sharing with you today, if that gives you more perspective.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you. I love that. And so we talked about the internet. So how we can use it to create this flow of energy in our life? Because sometimes we feel this energy, and sometimes it feels like we lose it. So maybe sometimes we still don't find a way to sustain this flow of energy and have it in our daily life. So
exactly. Maybe
if you have some advice on how to do that.
Okay, so in the physical form, we have all of the nervous system that's flowing from the brainstem all the way down. It's working through all the organs. It's working through all the hormones. I'm just using the physical structure. Okay, then we have the electromagnetics of the body structure. We have all the different systems that are working. We have one key for this all. For any being that's born into this dimension, you have to breathe. You have to breathe. We normally breathe and we don't necessarily pay attention to it. But why over the centuries, over eons, have teachers after teachers spoken of the breath? And why that breath and the voice, the vocal cords, and the flow of the breath, like in yogic practices, in Tai Chi practices, Qigong practices, all different martial arts practices, the breath, okay? So we come from this watery womb, and we come out into the world, and then we have to breathe. We take in that first breath, and oftentimes, it's quite shocking. Hopefully, if a little being is born into a really special space, it's a beautiful expression, and we can only hope that for all beloved beings, to have that sacred breath be affirmed by mom, by dad, by those that are bringing this baby into the world. But that babe in the energy field is still residing within us, what I call the immaculate presence, the presence that is divine, that is not centered in time, that is in the eternal timelessness, and can be accessed through the breath and through the sacred breath, and how we pay attention to that sacred breath. And specific sounds that, as we know, through the centuries, again, different teachers have talked about how to use different mantras. All of these are wonderful and amazing. But say you're on public transit, say you're in your business environment, and you can't do a mantra, or you're somewhere waiting for an appointment and you're stressed out about it, there's a simple thing to do. Your left-hand circuitry is connected to your heart meridian. Your right-hand circuitry is connected into a meridian line that locates the brain frequency. Okay, so if you have the opportunity, perhaps you're driving a car, okay? Left hand into the meridian line of the thymus gland, which is located in the center of the chest. Okay, it's not necessarily in the heart center, in the physical, but in the thymus gland. The thymus gland supposedly closes down after a certain age, but that is not a truth. It only goes dormant because we tend to spend most of our time in the external rather than paying attention into the eternal. And in the internal is the eternal. So when I speak of the eternal or the internet, I'm talking about this dial-up or this direct connection to source that's located in our physicality and through the breath. And the most simplest way is taking in a deep breath and releasing it with the sound of ah. The sound of ah is the first tonality of the ah om. So we start with the ah to open up the heart frequencies and to bring us into a sinking formation, which creates a figure eight pattern. And that figure eight pattern begins to start to bring the body cycles into a calming space. It's like we take a deep sigh. And just that alone, tuning into that. And right there, the beauty of that moment. Now, the hand at the there in the meridian line has all the central nervous system's locations from the central whorl of the fingerprints all the way in through the meridian lines. And you're placing it right on the thymus gland, which is connected into what we call alpha and omega, the wheels within the wheels. And the internet is located, not necessarily we could say in a physical form, but in an actual access point through the breath, through taking this moment to breathe in and be thankful for where this moment is and how it can bring me into a present centered state of deep grace. Grace supersedes all karma, and the light restores all. All wisdom lies at the doorway of love, and willingness be the key to unlock its mysteries. We breathe in. Thank you for this moment of being present. Thank you, Source Divine. Thank you, the divinity of my being. Thank you for this breath, for this life, for all that I am. I bow down to thee as I know you bow down to me. Thank you. In this blessed moment, I honor all that I am. I acknowledge the gift of who I truly am. And I feel this blessing in this moment. Now, I'm saying all these words only as an indication that that awe is saying to the physical form, relax in. I'm here for you. You are loved. All is well. And that brings us into the moment, into presence. And everything opens up from there. And just that gentle hand on the heart, as if imagining that divine intelligence is right behind in that same location on the back of our heart. Putting that hand there and saying right back to us, I hear you. I see you. I acknowledge you. I recognize you. And I receive your blessings and I return them back to you. Just breathe that in for a moment. And feel how that internet opens. And from that space, no matter where we are, whatever it is that we are doing, just that gentle awareness brings us right into the eternal. And what begins to happen in the physiology is the DNA gets unwound. The spinning of the blood through the system, because the heart is receiving this, and the heartbeat changes, that changes the spin of the blood going through the body, the pumping of it, and the movement of it. But it's also sending in it a signal through the body, and all the physiological aspects, and all the ultra aspects, and all of the metaphysical aspects all start to work in sync and harmony. And we begin to realize how simple it is. As grandmother says, it's simple, but it's not always easy, because we have to tune our attention inwards, and we can do it. As simple as that. How's that feel? I'm hoping you're still there. Hello?
Hello. Sorry, I lost my connection.
Okay.
Yeah, but it happened just now, like 10 seconds ago. So yeah, I really loved everything you shared, and also the breathing when you talked about the breath, because it's really powerful, and we can feel that, like as you said, sometimes like we are not aware of that, and we feel like caught up in the stress of life and how everything moves really fast in our daily life. And when we take a moment and try to witness what is happening inside, we feel this really fast, shallow breathing. And when we take some time to just take a deep breath, like we can really feel the power of it, and how it can take us to this place where we feel that all is well, and those challenges and things that are happening, they are just around, but we are in this present moment, this eternal moment, where there is no worries. And we know that everything happening is just temporary. Life is temporary, and everything within it is temporary. So we can be in that peaceful state of being, where we are connected to our true self.
Yes, and that's just, you know, just a small fraction of that. If you're alone and you're capable of, you know, putting your hand on your right hand on top, what then happens is the movement of energy between that circuitry, and even with just the left hand, bringing the right hand over top. You know, even if you want to do the other way and experience the right hand with left hand on top. Either way, there's different experiences that occur. So what we're talking about is just the one aspect of it. To go deeper into that, just what I was talking about, you know, you're in a moment of stress, and as simple as you were saying to connect in, to go even deeper into that in our daily practice, we can then use and utilize the ah breath, and then we bring in the O, which is the next part of the Aum sound, because it breaks up into a seed sound. And I use this as a dynamic to understand the movement of the mouth and the frequency of the sound coming out, the Aum. So the O part is when we connect into our mission, or the depth of the earth vibration that flows up to meet us, to say, I'm ready to receive this sacred gift that I came here to deliver. And I fully acknowledge and accept that I'm here, and I am divinely guided and supported, because I've opened up the gateway here with the awe. And I'm allowing to acknowledge this sacred gift of who I am and what I carry. And the O then brings up the sound of, yes, I come to this embodiment, and I bring up this breath into this heart for receiving this gift. And in that experience of the O, we also are accessing the deeper vibration of the belly region, the first three chakras rising up into the heart frequency. And when we feel that vibration, we connect into our divine power source that flows through us. And in that moment, coming into the heart center, and I'm not talking about necessarily the heart chakra, but what I call the high holy heart, where all the divine frequencies are constantly being woven on the internet and sent through our vehicle, sent in and through the divine neural net of our whole humanity, and sent through into divine dimensions, and more than we could even imagine or understand. And I'm not going to say that I'm the complete expert and understand all of this. I have an aspect of it, because it's so vast, it's so infinite, that for me to sit with you and say, oh, I've got all of the answers, that would be so limiting to the capacity of every being in their infinite awareness. I can only say what I've experienced and what has been delivered to me. And I want everyone to know that this is truly an organic, living, loving presence that is co-inspiring, what I like to call conspiring or co-inspiring, to bring to us the, through our coherent awareness exactly what we are vibrating. And when we talk about that O sound, that's saying, okay, I'm ready to open up even further. And then that final and final third is the sound, which brings together a perfect closing of that field, but an opening into the divine, which rises up and descends down through the top of the crown and opens up the top of the torsion field or the pranic tube and begins to circulate energy through the entire field of awareness. When you get that beautiful flowing figure eight going through the body, going through the being, going through the dimensions, you start to work with the prana, and that pranic energy through intention, through the awareness of, I acknowledge the gift of who I am loved, and I am so thankful for all that I have received. I open up unto thee, and through this loving expression, I give forth the gift of who I am. I send this forth to all who are ready to receive this. I open my heart, my soul to the calling of my being. Listen, we can have careers, we can have jobs, but when we answer the call of our calling, everything in our life becomes a journey and a discovery and a movement into that divine awareness. So what happens in that field, when we are opening up to our calling, we receive this down towards that sacred harmonic hum in the universe, there is a sound. And that sound is the Ah Om. When you hear that ancient primordial sound, it's thunderous going through our body and being. And when the lips join together through that sound and complete that circuit, that seed sound, it says to the divine, I am ready to receive the mana. Mana means the sacred food of light. Mana is the combination of the prana and the intent merging together in a physicalized, dimensional field of awareness, whether it is in a form of whatever we want to call it. And when that happens, there is an alchemy. There's a spark. There's a frequency that flows through us. And we know it and we feel it. And so I say to you and to your callers that that mana, that's we read it, we hear about it in the Bible. There's different formulations of it and different ways of describing this sacred food. It is a divine light coming through the form and changing it into its higher knowing and higher awareness, into its higher capacities. They come online, so to speak, through the internet. And we receive these divine downloads. I mean, are you hearing some of these terms I'm using? We also get what's called a divine defrag. When we got too many files all over the place, all lost in different directions, they all come back together in a beautiful harmonious experience. But I will tell you that having a defrag done on your system is not always fun, because sometimes there are things that are changing in our life. So I'm kind of using this as a methodology, like when our computer is overloaded and we get a defrag done on it, yeah. All the files that are all in different directions all come back together. So is that helping right. You to understand what I'm speaking about?
Yeah, absolutely. I love the analogy you used. It's really like clarified the image, like it became like very clear and we understand it. And
I was just going to say that, like, we've got our computer plugged in to a system, right. And it's taking in electricity. What happens in this experience is we unplug from the external of validation, of need, of external control mechanisms, of all of the the experience of you have to do something in order to be something. You have to agree to the conditions and move into an unconditional reality, and we plug back into the divine. And that circuitry, we receive incredible electromagnetic pulses that flow through us and flow naturally through the universe. And it is, in many ways, like the internet, is also like an Ethernet, is also kind of like a Wi-Fi experience, okay?
Yeah.
I'm using all these examples because guess what happens? In the external, we have all these physicalized things like a phone, like a cell phone, because they are actual extensions of an inner truth that we already have in our phone, in our form. So a cell phone is kind of like when we have telepathic capacities. A computer is kind of like how things work with the divine. And all of these different things we've created externally are all affirmations of what already exists within us, internally and eternally. So that's why I use these examples.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, beautiful. Thank you. Thank you for that. And thank you for the examples. As I said, like, it's really clarify how, like, this energy, like, moves through us and the divine circuitry. And, yeah, thank you. Thank you so much for that. And I feel maybe if we can experience more of that through the transmission.
Absolutely.
And then we can move to the colors. Yeah.
Okay, that would be wonderful. So for everyone who is listening, find that place that's most comfortable for you, wherever you are sitting, ideally with your spine straight and your feet flat on the floor, or if you're seated, that you're in a comfortable position where you may be on the floor. Then take this moment to just breathe in naturally to where you are in this present moment without thinking about anything except that I am here. With that signal, you are signaling to the divine within all that is, within all of us that is interconnected in this internet of divine circuitry, that which is individuated in each cellular presence within our body and being, and that we are like a cell as well in a body of consciousness, and that each of us has our divine electromagnetic frequency that is contributing to the whole of consciousness, and that we are also interwoven within a space of a divine awareness that is constantly interacting within us and with us in a personal expression or an individuated experience. We do that through the breath. And if you feel called to place your hands on your heart center, or you may choose to open them palm up to receive what we call the mana, the prana, or what is known as amrita, or nectar. This is an accumulation of that force, that presence, and that power that comes through our divine interaction, or our awareness of it, of its awareness of us. Breathing in now, if you so choose, and breathing out with the sound of awe, the sound of the heart. And as I'm doing this sound for you, I ask you now to feel an opening beneath you, like an opening of a doorway or gateway. We like to call that the bottom of a pranic tube, or the opening of the life straw, that which draws up frequency and vibration. It is surrounding your whole vehicle. It also is centralized in a whirling, swirling energy that rises up through the spinal column and merges through each one of the chakras, as well as the 12 meridian lines, and the 72,000 nadis, which are like tiny little water wheels that move energy and frequency, or prana, mana, through the body. And as you breathe into that sound, may you feel the rising of the calling of your being. Opening unto this sound now. And breathing deeply, relaxing even further. In that deepening and that relaxation, we open up the three major channels that rise up on both sides of the spine and in the central column that moves through it. The column on the left, or the left side channel, is called the Ida, or the moon channel. It is for receiving, or is receptive. In that rising in the breath, it receives in all divine presence, like the divine moon mother in her glorious awareness, the divine heart of the womb of the divine mother, where she holds the tenderness of your mission here each time you come in a physicalized form to tend the seeds of your brilliance, supplanted in her womb and brought forth through the heart of her holy presence that rises up through the mission of your being, calling forth this awareness. I am here and I am loved. Receiving in the blessings of this, feeling moving through the body and being, the warmth of her liquid love as it rises up through each of the major chakras, meeting at each of those points and rising up through that channel, through the left column, the left side of the frequency of this major meridian line, rising at the crown and gently informing at the top of the pranic tube to open. And as it opens, we receive a descending of light that comes down through what is known as the Christos, or the anointing one, that descends down through the central column on the right side of the body. And we feel it descending through the crown as a waterfall of light, bringing through the frequencies of pranic pure presence there in this starlight, descending down through what we call the 12 doves of peace, descending in frequency through the Holy Spirit, or known as the great Christa Christos, there in this languaging of codes, it descends down, moving through the right side, or what is known as the sun vessel, or the pingala. And there it rises up through the base of the spine, through the coiled serpent, and meets through each of the channels of the chakras at the top, joining in with its divine feminine presence. Here we experience the projection, or the transmission forth through the heart center, a perfect figure eight spinning in all directions. And there, descending through the top of the pranic tube, we receive the 12 octahedral spinning Merkabic stars, if one so chooses to receive these sacred geometry structures, that descends and melts in, there opening the feathered serpent, what is known as the great harbinger of divine awareness. Therein, we feel the weaving up through the 33 steps of the 33 vertebrae, pinpoints of light. Therein, in this spiraling energy through what's called the Shoshana, or the merging of the two, the neutral neural code that rises up and creates a million lotus field, million upon million petals of the lotus opening. In this sacred sound, we deliver now to you. We feel the internet and the divine circuitry that connects the mission of our being and the vision that is descending. The two merging in the heart frequencies, opening up the Alpha and the Omega. And therein, through this sound and divine transmission, Namaya Nukwati Am Namaya Deyam Aum Aum. Through all the languaging of this, the deepening into, I am here, I am loved. I am whole. I am loving. I am home. I am love. Bringing our hands together without touching into prayer pose and feeling the divine circuitry as our hands are almost touching, but feeling how this divine circuitry moves through our body, the prana, the kita, the ki, the presence, flowing naturally in myriads from the electromagnetic to the profound dimensional, from the metaphysical spiritual to the very embodied presence of our being, love eternal, light everlasting, whole, home, harmonious, bringing the hands together in prayer pose, feeling the two sides of the body, heart, brain, sinking together in this affirmation, I am that I am, breathing into this now. Turning the velocity and spin into the core of what is called the molecule of creation, that which spins in the eternal ever-presence, that which is in the immaculate presence, that which is in the cause of cause, that which creates the perfect harmonic coding in the frequency of the divine holy heart, that which opens unto itself, that which brings us to the seat of the soul, that which is, allows us naturally to feel the embodied presence of that which is already ever present within us. The ascended one, the master returns to sit among us within the presence of our being, as we are, as we have always been, eternal, holy, whole, and home. So be it, and so it is. The 90% of the dormant DNA now receives an activation as it has always been there. In that moment of the spark, there, we receive that in, for the blood is spinning in that particular way, in that heart-coherent awareness. And in the physicalized form, what opens up the shareware known as DNA, and the divine aspect of it that has been in dormancy now begins to spin in a particular velocity in the molecule of creation. I acknowledge the gift of who I am. I give and receive of these gifts. I actualize the vehicle of my being. I take command in presence, and I sit in the field of this divine awareness. Herein, the libraries of liberation open up, L-O-L, the libraries of liberation. There, in that sacred coding, in that awareness, just as we code on that great divine circuitry, we receive the files of our extended nature delivered to us naturally, organically, truthfully, through every moment that we are here in this present moment, alive, aligned, ascended, and here. Blessings to you all. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Karina, for taking us in that really beautiful journey. Really loved it and loved the space that you take us to. It's, how to say, it was peaceful, and also it helped us to be aware of all the energy that is available for us that we can connect to and embody. So thank you. Thank you so much, Karina. And everyone, if you want to share your experience, you can do that on the webcast page in the question box, and I will share it with Karina. Beautiful. So we will take questions in a little bit, Karina. So I would love now if you can talk a little bit about the individual session that you are offering to our audience. Really, really amazing one. You offered it the last time and received really, really great feedback from people who worked with you. And also very happy that you are offering it today to our beautiful audience. And for this, I invite everyone to visit the page yourdivineuniqueness.com/Karina. yourdivineuniqueness.com/Karina. KARYNA. Or you can click on the special offer button, which is on the webcast or on the replay page. And it includes the, like I said, the personal session offer. It's individual session with you. They will spend time with you. They will receive also a follow-up message with extra guidance from you, Karina. So I would love if you want to share about this experience that they will have with you.
Yes, thank you. So it's called a divine dispensation. And it is working with the subtle bodies, not unlike what we did today with connecting into the divine circuitry of one's being. It also brings with it the capacity for us to really come deep into what I like to call the libraries of liberation, what we were sharing at the very end, that divine information that is within us. You know, what I love about what I do is hopefully I am redirecting you inward to the infinite intelligence that is available within you, so that you're not looking to me or to others. Not that there aren't others that are doing really incredible work and doing the same thing that I'm doing in different ways. But if I can connect you back in to your divine awareness, and you can receive what's called a dispensation, which is a divine gift of grace that is delivered. It is unmerited. It is something that comes through the heart and through the capacity for us to deepen into our inner knowing, into the internet, into that circuitry, and to receive very powerful information that can support our life and our growth and the direction of where we are, where we have been, and how we can bring it together in a cohesive, coherent understanding, so that we can really, really live our fullest in so many different ways. I'm always so amazed by the people who show up and what they bring to each session with me. It's like I'm down on the ground just wanting to just thank and bless them for choosing me to spend time with them, because I grow and I learn so much from every individual that comes and crosses my path. And when a grandmother, which is my ascended nature, or what's called the universal oversoul, works with you and I in this session, you are getting the benefit of my team and the benefit of your team and connecting into your higher awareness and your councils. And together, there is a moment, and it always happens in session, there's a moment where something happens and something opens up. And like, I love having those aha moments where someone goes, oh, yeah, that makes sense. That really helped me to understand. So the session is about 2.5 hours. Sometimes it's shorter, sometimes it's longer, depending on what the information comes. You get to experience information. You get to experience a transmission with me with sound and light. You get to have a healing and harmonizing experience. And you get also to have it recorded in a video. And also after that, I send you a message and a report from grandmother. So for the price, what you're getting and what you're experiencing, I think it's a really, really good value. And it's an opportunity for me to connect people that I wouldn't normally connect because I get to spend time with you, Monsef. So I feel really, really lucky.
Wonderful. Thank you. Thank you so much, Karina. And yeah, we are lucky that you are sharing with us your gift, sharing with us your really profound message. What you are sharing really help us to get into those aha moments that you just talked about. And really, it's this experience of discovering new thing, of understanding things that's about ourselves and about our life. It's really it's like we can't value it with money or something. It's much higher than that. And so thank you so much for being available, for offering your time and gifts to our audience. So thank you so much for that, Karina.
You're welcome. I really enjoy spending time with you.
Wonderful. So again, everyone, really, really encourage you to take advantage of this package and work one-on-one with Karina. It's really, really an amazing experience. And you can do that again on the link yourdivineuniqueness.com/Karina. yourdivineuniqueness.com/Karina. KARYNA. Or you can click on the special offer button, which is on the webcast or the replay page when it becomes available there. Wonderful. So can we take a few questions, Karina?
Absolutely. I always enjoy this part. This is much fun.
Wonderful. Everyone on the phone, you can raise your hand by pressing *2 to talk to Karina. And if you are on the webcast page, you can type in your questions there on the question box. All right, so let's see. We have a caller from Lancaster, phone number ending with 2423. Hello?
Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
My name's Tina.
Hi, Tina.
How are you today?
Great,
just wondering what she may see for me. Is there anything, any guidance that comes?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear what was being asked.
Hello?
Oh, I'm sorry, hello? I didn't hear what you were asking. I couldn't hear.
I keep on breaking it. It sounds like my connection keeps going in and out. just wondering if there was any guidance or anything that I have coming through or for my...
Okay, and what is your name?
Tina.
Tina. Ah, Tina, be gentle with yourself and really come to know that judger inside, or the one that's evaluating every situation, is trying to find the back door out of situations so you can always be safe. And it's associated with the little one inside that maybe didn't feel so protected or loved as a child. And so she's just really trying to look out for you. And she's like, wait a second, I'm not feeling safe here. Or, I don't really like this situation. So there's this kind of critic and evaluator and judger in there. And sometimes she's doing a really good job. And other times she's slightly overprotective because really she's soft and vulnerable and sweet and just wants to know that everything's going to be okay.
I can't 100% say that everything's going to be okay, but I can guarantee that the universe is only delivering to you, dear one, what you absolutely need to be 100% growing. And sometimes growth, it's amazing, but it's not always fun. But if you can really go to that judger inside and say, hey, let's sit down. Let's just love you. And help her to realize that it's okay, that Tina really wants to grow and really wants to know more about who she is. Does that help?
That's so true. Well, because that's pretty much, I don't even know who I am because I've been running since I was a kid.
Yeah.
To be safe. And then, like, with my father issue, the sick guy was slowly healing, but now it just seems to be coming up. And I just want to feel good.
You know what? That immaculate presence behind that little girl that she's, like, holding on to for dear life is saying, mm-hmm. I'm not going to let this go until Tina is willing to say, we're special, no matter what anyone says. So could you just try that for me right now? Can you just say that to yourself? I'm special for just being alive and being me.
I know I am. I know I am. It's just I'm so tired of nobody around me realizing who I am. Everybody making me feel bad about me.
Well, guess what? You've come to the right place because we see you, and there's a lovely community here, including thank the world and God, Goddess, for Monsef. For bringing us together.
I do every day. I do all the time.
So we can just surround you with that love. I hope you're feeling it from what grandmother and I are saying to you right now.
I do. Thank you. If I didn't have a place like this, I wouldn't be able to keep going.
Well, you know, come spend some time with us, okay? And you know, there's so much love available to us all, no matter where we find ourselves. And thank you so much for coming forward and just allowing us to share with you.
And I know I'll always be okay.
You are okay. And you know what? There's things coming towards you. If you just open up and let it come to you, don't seek so much.
Guarded.
Yeah, go with it and spend time in there. And I you know what? It is changing. It just is going at the speed that you can actually handle it. If it would go any faster, it would be too much for you. So the universe, God's source, is always paying attention to your sensitivity and loving you all the way. Thank you, dear one. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you. Much love.
Yeah. Thank you, Gina. Much love to you. Dear friend, thank you. Thank you for calling in and being here with us. And really, as you know, like you and everyone in our community is really valuable to us and really feel connected as a family. So thank you so much for calling in and being vulnerable and sharing your experience. Because I'm sure like many others like maybe have the same experience as you, and you are also talking on their behalf. So thank you so much for sharing that. And thank you. Thank you, Karina, for the guidance and also the beautiful space you held for her. So let's take a question from the webcast. We have Missy. She said, beautiful process. Can you please help me discover what is keeping me from being in this beautiful place on my own? I can no longer reach this peace and power during my own meditation, as I have in the past, low energy and passion.
Okay.
Blessings of love.
What was the name again? I'm sorry, I didn't hear it. The name?
Missy, M-I-S-S-Y.
Oh, Missy. Okay. So, Missy, you're in a transition with the divine circuitry that we were talking about. It's like you're going through the defrag process. So a lot of the work that you've done thus far has brought you to a certain plateau, and you're getting prepared for the next developmental stage. So don't be concerned if you can't get there on your own right now. There's a transition and a shift. I've been hearing this across the board with many different people. And even in my own practice, sometimes I'm dealing with things because we're having a huge increase or an influx in just the vibratory frequency of our planet. There's something called the Schumann resonance, and it spikes at times, and we're getting an incredible increases on a planetary scale as well. And also brainwave patterns are changing, heart frequency, heart coherence patterns are changing. And so what I love about what grandmother says is like the galactic butterfly, you know, we're in the final 25% stage. The first 75%, which is working on getting the physical structures ready for the body and being to receive these this higher fifth dimensional capacity. The last 25% is consciousness. And on those fields of awareness, we've got crystalline, we've got electromagnetics, we've got dimensional. And so sometimes none of our practices work. That doesn't mean that they aren't actually working. It just means that we just breathe in, be where we are, and just allow ourselves to be in that quiet space, even if we can't attain or achieve what we had before, because it's not a repeatable experience. It's about being in the moment where we are and letting whatever it is that it, that rises up to flow through us. And if you do have to work with other practices or whatever, it's online or whatever you do, until the new aspect of your consciousness field has arrived, that's okay. Just be gentle, kind, loving with yourself. It eventually will shift. And if your practice begins to shift and change and move because it's live, it's organic, and it's dynamic, it will unfold. And I can see within you that through your mother line and your father line, what I call the divine feminine and divine masculine, that you're actually working at ancestral issues through your mother line and your father line and rebalancing them. So when that occurs, sometimes none of our practices are going to work because we really just have to get to the deep emotional content and woundedness that's been playing out in our ancestral energies through our father line and our mother line. And sometimes it just requires us just to be in that space of love without trying to attain or achieve anything. I hope that helps in you in your practice. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Thank you. Thank you so much, Karina. And also thank you, Missy. If you want to invite to Karina, you can type it on the webcast page and I will share it. And here we have Sue. She wrote, would like to know if I have any gifts that are needed to assist others. And if so, what is the number one thing I can do to make this so? Thank you.
Okay, so her name's Sue?
Yes, S-U-E.
Right, and she's asking about her special gifts that can help to assist others.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, all I see around her is children and animals and her capacity to be so available to help the new ones that are being birthed, or the inner child of beings who are struggling to just be able to deal with their own sensitivity. So perhaps in her life, she's gone through periods of you know, being able to just cope, and we know the sensitivity of one that we go through when we really discover our divine gifts. So I see around her the capacity to go into those innocence codes and to be able to work either with children or the inner child, or the innocence of each being, to lift them up and to experience their, it's kind of like a cherishing quality, not unlike an angelic experience. So she does have those angelic nature around her. She's always seeing what is really so essential and so beautiful and so wonderful in every situation. It's not like being positive and Pollyanna, but it's like, oh, I'm seeing something that they may not see. And so she goes in there and just gently points out, do you see that thing there? Do you notice that? She shines a little bit of light on that. And then the person goes, oh, I never noticed that. And that's kind of how innocence works. It's so gentle. It's so loving. And it's so amazing. So she's got that beautiful, wonderful, angelic energy. But she also has that ability to work with children, to work with animals, to support their health, their sensitivity, their divine growth, their capacity to be in this world that we're in, that transition world that seems a little bit chaotic and angry right now, and not always conducive for that childlike innocence. That's what I would say for her.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. And I love that you mentioned the child innocence, because I really love it when we are in that state. It's, we can see the beauty in everything, even the small things that sometimes we just pass by and don't give attention to them. And it really also helps us to see like the beauty in other being, and also like see beyond what they are doing, like right or wrong, but see the truth of them and their true essence.
Well, if we think about the biblical story of the Christ child, and just as we're going into this holiday season, there's kind of a symbol of that, and the way that symbol of the child in each of us. And I work with what I call the Immaculate Presence, but innocence is not the opposite of guilt. It's also the expansion into the love that is so pure that it can only see what is pure and holy in all beings. And I think that's what the Christ light in that innocence is really trying to say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And really it's there where we can really experience this oneness, like the oneness consciousness, and connect to everyone. Yeah.
Yes.
Beautiful. All right, so yeah, thank you Karina for the answer, and also thank you Sue for your question, and also we'd love to hear back from you about Karina's answer. And we have Millie. Thank you for the remembering, much love. And her question is, how can I better assist myself in this time, specific to what you see for me, blessings.
Okay. It's interesting because around you, May, there seems like there's a lot of movement and growth, but there's also the potentiality or possibility of actual move. And it feels like there's feet that want to move, but there's also there's a part of having to prepare for that movement. It's like the feet want to get ahead before the rest of the body is ready to go. And so I'm using that as an analogy for patience, perseverance, and positioning. It would be better to slow down some of the excess processing and just to make sure that everything's in alignment in your physical life, in your emotional life, your mental life, and all those aspects of the subtle before you go too fast. So the feet are so far ahead of the rest of the body that you're feeling not as integrated as you could. And, you know, we did this practice today because it is about tuning in, and it is about making sure that everything is in alignment in this moment and live. And it also helps to, you know, prepare oneself for when there are those moments when we have to take that step, we have to move, or we feel that calling. So that's what I sense around you very beautifully, is that you are being prepared and everything is happening in divine order. If we try to push the flow rather than letting the flow carry us, like those feet that get too far ahead of the body, we can come out of balance. And we can have those moments where we are ungrounded and we're not centered in our being. So I would suggest practices that center you, practices that also prepare you, and then the writing out of what you would like to create or accomplish in your life, and making sure that's really in alignment with all the processes of your life. Don't push or seek right now. Let it flow into you, and then you'll know when to move naturally. And it will happen. You're not that far away from that moment where you're going to be stepping out into a larger way and a larger field of awareness, and more people having the opportunity to spend time with you and what you are offering. But you're still in that preparatory stage. And like my mother would say, don't open the oven up before the cake is done. There's all kinds of symbology I'm trying to use
yeah.
here. And
yeah.
it's happening. Just be patient with yourself. That's what I would pass on to you. Because down the road, 6 months, 8 months from now, that move will happen and it'll be very graceful. If you push it too soon, it could cause some ripples where you may actually feel a lot of obstacles. So just be patient. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Beautiful. And yeah, thank you. Thank you, Millie, for your great question. And also thank you, Karina, for the answer. And I feel like you were talking to many of us, because when we are moving to whether a new place, like a new career or anything, like a new state of being, because there is some unknown part of it, we are moving to something new to us, and sometimes we want to quicken the process so we can feel safe again. But as you said, allow things to unfold in their own right timing, and like enjoy what we already have now, and enjoy the process. Yeah. So thank you for the advice. Wonderful. So let's invite our second caller. We have a caller from Woburn, phone number ending with 6080. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. What is your name?
Hi. My name is Colette. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Hi, Colette.
What is your question?
Hi. I'm just wondering, I bet a lot of people are feeling the way that I'm feeling now because of how tumultuous the world is and how angry everyone seems to be. I just want to love everyone, and it gets, I feel very vulnerable because I have no understanding of badness or evil or dark motives, and it gets in the way of me interacting with people, and I just wonder what you have to say about that.
Well, first and foremost, Colette, thank you for remaining on the planet at this time where there is a huge clanging and clamoring of the old guard into the new way of being. And sometimes when there's a change over, the ones that have been in their positions of power realize that they are being replaced or changing over. And they're being escorted out as gracefully as possible. But sometimes we hear some yelling and screaming as they are being escorted out of the building of consciousness field. I'm trying to lighten up as much as I can your awareness of the experience that you may be having. And yes, in certain leadership fields of consciousness right now, and especially this day for the Americas, there is a moment of shifting that's occurring. How great or how small it will be, we cannot say for sure. So for you, dear heart, it's not personal, it's purposeful. And if you can remain in your state of being and realize that it is not directed at you, that only hurt beings send out hurt vibrations. Only beings that are in states of deep pain and sorrow will attempt to try and bring you into their field in order to make them feel safe in your company. Because what you're sending to them or what you're vibrating or exemplifying to them, they're uncomfortable with being in themselves. Because when someone is in a state of anger or in a state of what you've described, they're actually carrying a huge amount of pain and resistance to the truth of their being. And when they come across someone as beautiful as you, they want it to go away. They don't want it to be around. And they're going to try and do whatever they can to shift you into their comfort zone rather than them being delivered into yours. but we don't want you to shut down your shining light or do anything to change it. You just come into a space of neutrality, neither offering up any resistance or giving any attention to what they are doing. If you could imagine it be like a little toddler who's screaming and crying for that particular toy or that particular thing that they so desperately need or want to fill a little void inside of themselves where they feel lost and afraid, and realizing that it happens to be in a more larger human form of a certain age, then you can see that very deeply that just your loving gaze or witnessing may feel like a threat to them, but you're doing nothing but just being a vibrating, loving, wondrous being. Don't change a single thing in you, and don't allow anything to unfold except what we give to you, which is rise up and continue to realize it's not personal, it's purposeful. You've been placed on their path as an example of how they could be if they allowed themselves to be that. I hope this loving message is given to you in that awareness. Come into a neutral field, which is just to really see and not be affected by them. If you saw a little crying, screaming child banging on the floor with their fists out, demanding, take a deep breath, breathe it through. They'll begin to calm down. They'll begin to come into an awareness of who they are, and you don't have to do a single thing. You don't have to fix them. You don't have to make them better, because God, Source, Divine, all that is, will do that work through you and for you, because you are a beloved being, and we need more like you. For all beings who are hearing this, thank you. Thank you for being who you are. Don't change a single thing. Just be you. That's our message to you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Beautiful. Thank you, Colette. Thank you for calling in. Much love. Wow, what a beautiful message. Thank you so much, Karina. For sharing that. And also, I feel that you were talking to everyone on the call. So really, really beautiful message. Thank you. Thank you so much. And we have a feedback from Sue. She said, I believe you're so beautiful and you connected to me so well. I do have that innocence, that sees that holiness in others. I feel so blessed when this happens. I love animals and children. You're seeing me and validating me is the most powerful, gentle healing I've had. Love.
Whew. I got tears in my eyes right now. I can feel that. I hope she continues, because just like the caller and you, let's just get these beings together, because boy, as soon as they're all in the same room, look out world. But where you are, you can connect in that internet with all your other soul family. That's the next cool thing that I forgot to mention. Thank you, grandmother. Connect in that internet, because that internet and that divine circuitry connects you to your soul group. So you, Colette, and you, Sue, and wherever all you all there are around the world, connect in to your beloved soul group. You'll be surprised. You might even meet each other on the street somewhere or in some gathering or some group. Just remember, there is a soul family. You're not alone. There are beings in the unseen and beings on this planet. And let's join together.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Thank you. Thank you so much, Karina. And also thank you so much, Sue, for your feedback. And also another feedback from Millie. She said, yes, so true. Balance had been off literally, fell flat on my face, tripped over a dog. I saw my feet way out in front of me. That tripped me up. Such incredible advice to be patient and allow my divine purpose to unfold.
Wonderful.
Thank you, Millie. And can we take one more question?
Absolutely.
All right. Let's see. We have Naz from UK. I've always had a pattern of struggle and fighting hard for what I want. My lineage is Indian and would love to break free from this pattern to move forward and have my own home. What can I do to move forward with ease? Thank you.
So we see very clearly in clearing the mother line and the father line. This is ancestral in nature, and you have definitely recognized it. Now, what's amazing about working and clearing the mother line and the father line, I can very briefly describe the experience and I can share with you, but spending time with grandmother and I can go deeper into this. What we do is we just go through that ancestral line, and what we do is we go through each of the levels of consciousness in the father line, which is about being able to express our true gifts in the world. And what we do with the mother line is about receiving in. So if we have in the mother line, we look through and we see how that goes back to source, and we see that there's a pinpointing in some aspect of the ancestral lineage where things came out of harmony. And so in receiving in and being able to transmit out our gifts, when we clear the mother line, we go right back to source. We look at the original, what we call dispensation or message. The credo and the dispensation. So the credo is about the message, and the dispensation is about the method of the delivery. So when we look at the divine message that's flowing through the mother line that got confused, and the divine message that flows through the father line that got confused, and we see how that can be turned around, and that comes to each being when they have that experience. And then the method of delivery. So she came into this world and she chose that family to move through some aspect for that family to resolve that struggle that's been going on through that mother line and that father line for a long time. And she's vowed in her life to complete that, because she wants to, with ease and grace, receive that message and be able to deliver that with the method of her delivery. She can bring that right back into herself. First, thank and bless her mother and father. Look at the kind of relationship she's had with her mother and with her father from early childhood on to where she is right now. And that's the first step of understanding where that struggle started. It usually begins in the formative years. I also look at in utero, when the soul was being delivered, what was happening in conception mode, what the relationship was between the mother and the father in their marital relationship. All of those things combined will oftentimes create that struggle, that push and that pull in an individual. When we go back to the inception point, we see where it started, and then where it got confused, where it got lost, and how that can be restored. And she's decided, this is the lifetime, I'm ready. So we're here right now. We send forth that message for you, dear one. And as deep as one can go in the mother line, in the father line, we ask for this dispensation, this credo, this message, and this method of delivery through this being to be resolved, anointed, purified, blessed, and brought back to its original intent of creation. Now, that's a very quick experience. I would love to go deeper, and I love to do that because there's always something tangible and beautiful that comes out. But just in that moment, breathing that in for this beloved being, that would be my suggestion. And I hope that is of support to her. Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you so much, Karina. Really, a very beautiful message. And yeah, all the guidance and everything you shared with us today was really, really profound. And yeah, thank you. Thank you. Very grateful to you. And thank you so much, Naz, for your question. Very grateful to you as well. And to everyone who asked their questions. So again, thank you. Thank you so much, Karina. Thank you for this Real beautiful space. I love the space that you hold for when you connect with us and also with the callers and our audience who ask their questions. Really love that and love the information you shared with us today. Really eye-opening. And also thank you for the transmission and for willing to be available to our audience through the personal session with you. So really grateful to you, Karina. Thank you so much.
I am so grateful too, and I look forward to whomever decides to spend some more quality time with me through your telesummit. It's always wonderful to connect with you, Monsef. Thank you to all who came out, and blessings to all.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Karina. And also thank you everyone for being here with us. Thank you for really being vulnerable and sharing your experiences and your questions. Really, really great ones. And also thank you for everyone who've been here with us and also who listened to the replay for sharing with us your energy, your presence, and co-creating with us this really, really wonderful experience with Karina. So very grateful to each and everyone and every one of you. And again, for those of you who want to go even deeper and work one-on-one with Karina, you can do that with the special offer that she's offering to us. And you will find this on the page, yourdivineuniqueness.com/Karina, yourdivineuniqueness.com/Karina, K-A-R-Y-N-A. Or you can click on the special offer button, which is on the webcast or on the replay page. And so again, thank you so much, everyone. And I'm sending you so much love. And see you on the next call. Bye-bye, everyone.